This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Right now, it's time to ask the CLO. This is from China in Teaneck, CLO. China writes, my husband hasn't worked since November. He's at home all day looking for a job and cleaning and cooking. I love him for that, but I would really appreciate it if he could shower daily. How can he walk around unbothered by his body odor? What?
You can't stink and clean. That most
An oxymoron.
Cooking, no. You know, housekeeping is strenuous.
Yeah.
You know, that vacuum, that's your arm going back and forth, vacuum, and then you dusting, and you shaking, folding up sheets and stuff. Sheet folding. Get your arms flapping. You trying to fluff out tiles and stuff. Yeah, he stink. Yeah. You ain't concerned about him working or nothing. You worrying about his odor. I don't know what to tell you, baby, but you got a good man that stink. Handle it. Next question, Shirley.
Okay, all right, we're moving on.
That ain't none of our problem.
Wow. But he cooking over the food, dog. He grilling onions and stuff, which stink all coming through.
That's why he don't know.
Cause she should she say something?
It's your husband. What you write us for?
She's gotta say something.
We don't even know him.
Okay.
And if I did know him, I'd just stand over here. Hey, man, what's up, dog?
It's gonna be one of those days. I can tell. All right, Lindsay in Orlando.
Stupid. We don't even know him.
This could be one of those days. Lindsay in Orlando says, my husband's family kept our two children and our kids came home asking for bacon and grape jelly for their biscuits. I have asked his mom repeatedly not to feed my children all that sweet, salty mess. Should I stop sending them over there?
Okay, then. Okay, how you gonna get a break? Grandparents do stuff like that. They like
bacon
to. They do stuff you don't do in your parenting, because that's how they do. Now, if you don't want a break no more, then don't send them over there. But when they're going over there, they're gonna eat this damn bacon, biscuit, and jelly sandwich. That's what you gonna eat when you're here.
That's good.
And like then we're gonna have try this crackling. They're gonna have some crackling next time they go over there. Now, damn it. You're going to learn yourself something over here at the grandma's house. And we're going to have these fried apples.
Do you follow the diet for your grandchildren?
Oh, no, hell no, hell no. One of my daughters is vegan. And, and BJ mama was vegan for a while. I introduced him to barbecue.
Against her wishes.
Proudly.
What is, hey, this little boy four, he don't look vegan. Why is we doing this to this boy? He's steady smelling this smoked meat.
It's
my obligation. Boy, I'm talking about. Woo! She came out there, Daddy, what are you doing? He doesn't eat meat. I said, yeah, he do. He was standing right here. Look at him. Bro, game changer.
All right.
Sad. So, yeah.
Sad. All right. So bacon and jelly it is. Okay. Moving on to Archie in Kalamazoo. Archie writes, I'm dating a new girl and she has an issue with submitting. She always wants to be the big spoon. And I told her that feels weird to me. She also loves to give me directions during the heat of passions. How do I relinquish some control?
Big spoon. Archie. Well, first of all, he old. His name Archie.
Archie.
Yeah. Ain't nobody named Archie in a long ass time.
Yeah.
Since the 70s. Yeah, yeah. Archie. Now, Archie, you done found one of these women that just, you know, and she's giving out instructions. Archie, you're not doing it right. Now, if y'all in there in the bedroom and you're not doing it right, Archie, she gonna have something to say about that. Because, you know, she is a participant in the activity. So she should have a say-so in the activity, Archie. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't no woman finna let you just keep doing her wrong. That ain't finna keep happening.
What is Archie
that
doing?
That part.
What? Yeah. What's well, the- Archie, you know, he going about it wrong. Well, he ain't, you know, it's angles to this thing. And he not doing none of this. He ain't doing none of this. Archie just standing. Standing. Up, down, up, down, up, down.
He's not creative. With it. He's not.
Yeah, you got turn.
Make some noise,
Archie. Yeah, you got angle. You got angle.
But she's new, though.
Then you got change. You got change. It can't go up, down. You got to go down, 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 down.
Okay. All right.
Rhythm.
Down, down.
Are you seriously doing this right now? We're moving on. Last one.
Down, down.
Last one.
You got to get your pace together, Archie. Stop being standing.
But what about his comment? She wants to be the big spoon. What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. That's real old and kind.
Yeah.
So you want to be the big spoon?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
He says she has a problem with submitting. You all just started dating.
Hey, dog, this nobody's ain't your
gonna,
wife.
Yeah, nobody's gonna submit.
Bruh,
to you.
Ain't nobody took no love and obey. Dog, no, why don't you get another girl, dog? What a girl you had before this.
Right.
She left him.
Oh, my Gladys.
Archie.
No.
Gladys.
Bernice.
Gladys is out.
Bernice.
No, Bernice. Because I'm telling you, man, he done had trouble with all. Because Phyllis was the same way. Phyllis didn't do that. And then Agnes, she was tripping.
You love a
Geraldine.
Good Agnes.
I'm just telling you, Geraldine.
Well,
and then Barbara told his ass, this ain't gonna happen.
Uh-huh. But the big spoon is the person on the outside in the bed. You know, the little spoon is the
is?
Person in the inside.
Uh-huh. Oh, so she be holding Archie.
She spoons him instead of him spooning her.
Yes.
Oh. Well, see, Archie. See, that's the same thing Gladys did. See,
that's why she left.
And that's you having trouble with her. And Gwen, you knew Gwen wasn't finished. So I don't know how you ain't learned by now.
Gwen fine, though. God, though.
Yeah. But you know what? He should have stayed with Odetta, because then he had a better chance.
Who?
Odetta.
Odetta. She would have.
That was his girl.
Oh, with his old ass name, I know all his women old.
All right, thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.